Andrew, he's on.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy and you let it. 9 to 5. For service and devotion. You would think that I would.
Episode 209 coming at ya. Business as usual.
It's a job, people. Someone's got to fucking do it.
Small businesses going out of business due to the corona lockdowns in Cali. It's a sad state of affairs if you're a small business owner.
You know, I got to say, I personally am not a small business owner. My wife is. She's had zero business because she owns a event planning company for weddings. So, yeah, no. She's kind of fucked there.
Yeah,
but
that's done. Virtual weddings and drive-through weddings are now fashionable.
Yeah, I don't know how much wedding coordination has to go into a fucking Zoom wedding, but
Jesus Christ, dude.
So no, but what I was gonna say though is that I do work for like a multinational mega super company that's like a monopoly in its market, and like any good mega super company, we offer essentially what's considered a franchisee ship, right? Where you become a dealer of our product and you're like a franchisee. And that relationship, that engagement with us, like, do you only sell our product? Then you're the most aligned customer we have, right? Like, we'll fucking do anything for you and shit like that, right? So, but needless to say, like the people that I talk to day in, day out, they're all small business owners, right?
Yeah.
And most of the people that I work with don't fucking get that, right? And so they're sitting there in their 9 to 5 corporate fucking bullshit cubicle job, and they're thinking, well, fuck this guy on the other end of the phone. My company's fucking me, and I'm not getting that bonus that I should have got, so I'm going to charge this asshole for this part. So, let me get this straight, employee. You're going to get the corporate company some money from a small business owner because your corporate company's an asshole and fucks you. But yet, you have the ability to give this small business owner what they're asking for at no fucking cost. And you can stick it to the company. But instead you stick it to the small business owner? Because fuck the company? How dumb are you?
Do you hate millennials, Gower?
Holy shit, dude. Like, I mean, I gotta go stand outside on my lunch breaks and, like, stand on my pulpit and preach to these fucking kids about, like, yo, know your enemy. Like, listen to some fucking Rage Against the Machine, kids. Jesus Christ.
Just heard a notification in the talking segment. We're technologically unadvanced, but holy shit, we're trying to make the show because we're desperate to hang out. Desperate to barbecue and party. 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton in the background right now. I don't know if you've learned it.
9 to 5.
You read the lyrics of that song ever? I did today,
man.
And I was like, Jesus, Dolly. I'd also like to visit Dollywood one of these days in Tennessee. Yeah, man. Quite the theme park.
Speaking of Dolly Parton, Kenny fucking Rogers, man. If there was ever a guy that knew when to fold him, that son of a bitch. How genius was this guy? An amazing life, an amazing career, fucking all these hit singles. And he's like, oh, coronavirus? Nah, fold him, dog, I'm out. And bounced, like, the day before shit went fucking sideways. Like, everyone's like, oh, coronavirus. Next day, everyone's like, oh, Kenny Rogers. Like, yeah, that's right, dude. No one to fucking fold them, bitch.
Well, I think of another shout out.
He's like, I ain't suffering for shit.
Death Angel drummer. He was in a coronavirus coma. And yeah, he basically told everyone he's like done with Satan after almost dying. And
he met Satan coronavirus.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, he had a nightmare, and he was a Jabba the Hutt like creature spewing blood until he was dead.
Dude, is that their next album cover?
I don't know, but I cracked the fuck up. Anyway, we're going to play some music now. Here it comes. Rhyme and Treason Radio. It's just business. Or no, business as usual. Fuck. And I'm already blowing it. Business as usual. Well, fuck Walmart. Fuck the major corporations. The little guy gets fucked once again due to Corona.
Yep. You can't go into the small business owner's shop that only fucking can hold three people. Right, that already practice like safe hygiene and shit. No, can't do that. But you could sure as shit stroll your fucking happy, unmasked ass into line at fucking Walmart. No problem.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Exactly. Yeah.
So you know what I call that? Treason.
All right, here comes the music. Thanks for listening.
Over people just a rush of the set just to get to see and so breezy? Jesus, how can shit be so easy? How can one Chandra be so leavy? Turn on these beats, MCs don't see me. Believe me, BET and MTV are gonna grieve when we leave Dawg for Sheezy. Can't leave rap alone, the game needs me. Till we grow beards, get weird and disappear into the mountains. Nothing but clowns down here, but we ain't fucking around round here. Yo, Dre,
what up?
Can I get a hell?
Whoa, what a man to pray. But I've got a war I wanna.
come true. Not one of them involving you. Just watch my wildest dreams come true. Not one of them involving
very scared. We have to do it. It's something that we must do because we really just can't close.
The coronavirus pandemic is putting America's 30 million small businesses to the test. From nail salons to grocers to restaurants, they're all facing an existential threat.
Every day I wake up and keep my finger crossed that this is will end.
I don't know what our future holds. I don't really want to think about it.
A month of what some experts compare to a power blackout has nearly halved economic activity. One additional month could lead to the permanent loss of one-fourth of all U.S. business establishments, equaling $4 trillion in revenue. For New York City, the Independent Budget Office estimates that the virus could cost the city nearly $10 billion in lost tax revenue. That could be catastrophic for the city's and the entire country's small businesses, who are the main drivers of employment, innovation, and growth.
The COVID-19 situation has really been hammering our small businesses across the country.
But there are a number of businesses that haven't had to shut their doors.
Grocery stores need food, pharmacies need drugs, your internet has to continue to work, water has to turn on when you turn the faucet.
Essential businesses are fortunate to stay open when most can't.
Most of our staff members are happy to have a job. I mean, we're thankful for that, of course. But then the second thing is then it's like all of us have families and our safety comes, you know, as if not more important than paycheck.
Nothing is promised. My life is filled with less hope than the prophecies in Nostradamus. Omega marks the end of predictability, birth of agility. Who will it be to test me and expose their futility? Iron like a lion from Zion. Stop trying so hard. I think I smell your brain cells frying. The family's behind you if you're worthy. Philosophies developed deep in the back streets of Dirty Jersey. Troops with scully hats and Timberland boots. No more breakdancing for loot. Niggas hustle and shoot. In the Garden State, it grows stink weeds and criminals. Government funds are minimal.
Yo, these days, it's hard for we to find peace of mind. Between insanity and sanity, there lies a thin line. Some dwell in hotels with Jezebels, a stone age, and fall a victim to the plague. Unclean, bad dreams, a white cleft bean, a fiend. One last kiss from my sweet serpentine. Eliminate, break, navigate to rejuvenate. Thoughts of suicide with my nickel plate. Reconciliation came from my enemy friend, who said family don't bend. We stay silent to the end. Now who would think that your best friend would be your worst enemy, and your enemy your best friend? Stare into the air, inspiration from the atmosphere. I think of old ghosts that ain't even here, like Alex Haley. Take notes of this biography. My family tree consists of street refugees, a ghetto land where we talk slang, stolen cars,
bang, like my titty bang, bang, shebang. Fed the head, we ain't selling cocaine today, so refrain and let my family reign, okay?
Just walking the streets, death could take you away. It's never guaranteed that you see the next day. At night, the evil armies of Shaitan don't play. So defend the family, that's the code to obey.
But if I fall asleep and death takes me away, don't be surprised, son, I wasn't put here to stay. At night, the evil army of Shaitan don't play. So the family sticks together and we never betray.
Yo, 52 pickups, no cops around. 52,000 in cash, I don't want no 7 points. Have the money ready, I smell something fishy. Your wife's in my custody, once for a smoke, you find a body in the sea. That's the voice of the kid, that's the kidnapper. I do my work and then I catch my ticket to Jamaica. Meet me in the alley, make sure you bring the money. This ain't the 70s, I'm far from a jack turkey.
My circle, it can't be broken, open cut, though it provoking. Ragged, promoting, token, choking on their words like smoking. Cause we soft spoken, doesn't mean it, we forgotten. Your booty smell rotten, and one day you will be gotten. See, jokers is scatterbrained, they focus is unrestrained. My army is trained, you never find us beeping in vain. Cause I seen fire and I seen rain. You claim fame while modest niggas remain. I can judge a character like Edo, judge a verdict. And if you bring it threats, I give you sex if I ain't heard it. See, poppin' shit's about your attitude and how you word it. I seen the biggest niggas on the blocks get murdered, and they deserve it. But so the beast said when they served it, that shit is nervous. So what's my purpose, family? We must preserve it. Your numbers retire. I hope you like the hell buyers. You be screaming murder, she wrote like Shaka Demons and
Flyers. Just walking the streets, death could take you away. It's never guaranteed that you see the next day. At night, the evil armies of Shaitan don't play. So defend the family, that's the code to obey.
If I should fall asleep and death take me away, don't be surprised, son, I wasn't put here to stay. At night, the evil armies of Shaitan don't play. So the family stick together and we never betray.
We used to jump rope, but now we gun hope. Busting shots off of project rooftops, sending signals with the blunt smoke. I don't talk a lot if you can't hold it in lock. If you think lips sync shits, imagine 4 Glock clips. I hold a glass of Remy Martin, getting milk by the cartons, extorting the lightweights for thinking they important. The night pays in heavenly ways, ain't nothing free, guys. Knowledge in your family and step into your B.I. You see, I stay on top of shit like a fly. My niggas reach when we got beef, then jet down to South Beach. Your mouthpiece is yapping, I hear it in your rapping. My family is sick, so that bullshit can never happen.
Just walking the streets, death could take you away. It's never guaranteed that you see the next day. At night, the evil army and Shaitan don't play. So defend the family, that's the code to obey.
If I should fall asleep and death take me away, don't be surprised, son, I wasn't put here to stay. At night, the evil armies of Shaitan don't play. So the family stick together and we never betray.
Episode 209 coming at you, business as usual.
How you doing, folks? You guys making it? You know, that dipshit fucking Mitch McConnell with his fucking throat cancer or whatever the fuck it is. His little goddamn dude looks like a turkey every time he talks. Thing flopping around. But anyhow, that fucking guy has the nerve to come out and be like, I absolutely, positively guarantee that in the next stimulus package, there will not be the $600 weekly bonus because people are making too much money on unemployment and are refusing to go back to work.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Now, I'm sorry, motherfucking Mitch, but if $1,200 a month is life-changing money, the system is fucking broken.
Yes, it is, and the small businesses, I'm trying to support them, but in fact, tonight, we tried to get our friends to go out to eat with us at this place that we used to love. It's a British pub in Chico that, like, just opened right before it all shut down, you know? And they take reservations, and, like, no one will go with us. That no one wants to eat out because of the corona. And then we're like, yeah.
Why would you?
They're right. We probably don't you want to support Allies Pub, British Bulldog Brewery?
Well, yeah, but I mean, sure, of course, I absolutely want to support them, but I want to support them in a way that's going to be safe for me and my family too. So that means to me, that means that I'm going to fucking call them up and say, I want two fucking orders of shepherd's pie. I want a fucking pitcher of Fuller's London Pride to go like a motherfucker, and I'll be down in about 10 minutes to pick that shit up when it's ready, you know? And that's I don't give a fuck about distance, bro. I don't give a fuck about all that. I don't want to be eating off your silverware in your room and all that shit. No. Like, I'm happy with my quarantine shit until we get this figured out. There ain't no fucking cure, people. You want that shit? Have any of you actually looked up and seen what fucking happens to people when they have this shit?
Yeah, they
do. Do you really think that's the fucking flu?
I talked about it in the last talking segment. You hallucinate.
Exactly.
Jimmy. The man, the myth, the legend. Jimmy the Saint. He's on the show. It's incredible. Oh, my God. From SoCal, right?
Yeah, Pasadena.
Pasadena. Where you at? Anyway, what's we're just talking out? About the death angel drummer. He was had coronavirus, was in a coma, hallucinated that he met Satan, and he transformed into a Jabba the Hutt like character and puked blood until he died, and doesn't think Satan is cool anymore.
But he used to think Satan was cool.
That's right.
Yeah. So.
So that's what happens when you get corona. So there you go, guys.
So do you think he'll be like the drummer for Creed now or something?
now
he's into that. He's instead of death metal, he's into afterlife metal.
There you go.
It's the resurrection. Second chances.
Anyway, this is the Business as Usual edition. Business as usual. Small
supporting
businesses.
Small business.
Yeah.
Opening like, back up.
That's
we
why
can't
we
let this economy
up.
Die, but we can let people die.
That's right. You know, what's more important, folks? The economy or your life?
I don't know.
I think our country has collectively said the economy.
I would say the economy.
Oh, dear Christ. You know, it's one of those times that, like, you know, half the time of your life you think, God, I live in California and there's some stupid shit that we do. And then there's times like this where you're like, thank fucking God I live in California and they're protecting me from the stupidity of death and insanity that it's surrounding us.
Yeah,
so there's that.
I wouldn't have made it in the South, though. I don't think at any point in my life. So.
Like, Grant, you would be like I think you might have like a church and a bunch of followers if you were in the South.
Hating the South.
You would be like the Church of Punk Rock in Alabama or something.
No, I'm not that cool. I'm a poser. But I do constantly harass my Southern accent having employees or coworkers.
You would play
gonna get the Matador.
You would play bass on stage at your church with like a boa constrictor wrapped around you.
There you go.
I can see it now. I can see it.
And
now.
one of those beer helmets, except it would just have two bubblers that you would just be like dragon hitting all the time, like.
And you would have the drummer from Morbid Angel behind you, right?
There's actually a beer face mask that holds 16 ounces in your face mask. While you go to the store, you can consume them.
Oh, did you see the Corona concert thing that those guys came up with? Basically, it's like a upper body vest suit that just goes like over your shoulders, and it's a full head enclosure. It goes all the way down, covers your hands,
what?
Right? And it has two different canisters on the front of it. One of them has alcohol. The other one has a vape that you can choose to be cannabis or tobacco. And you screw these little fucking canisters on and you fucking vape one side and you fucking chug off the other side while you're in your little self-contained bubble shit. And I was like, what in the fucking Tron is this? Like,
it's like, do you want any death sticks? It's like, you don't want to sell me any death sticks.
Multi-pass?
Multi-pass?
Wow. That's awesome.
That does remind me. I saw an article in the Times that like cocktails and walking, you know, basically what we did in Chico for, you know, many years is like cool. That basically, hey, we can't go anywhere, so let's go walk around our neighborhoods and just drink. So that's like that's like making it in the newspaper as like a cool adult thing to do now.
Like Southern California, yeah. Sure.
No. Everywhere. No. This is nationwide, bro. I'm gonna tell you right now, like Leslie and I have been doing this since day one of the lockdown. Like every afternoon we'll go for a walk, whatever, and every time we're out with a beer hitting the neighborhood. Just the other day I seen another couple walking down the street. They had their beers.
Oh, that's
I was like,
right.
All right.
I didn't realize it was that. Drinking with a beer in your hand? Or, I mean, walking with a beer in your hand?
Yeah, that's just walking
freaking
in your
awesome,
hand.
Dude.
Yeah. So,
I'm a little slow on the draw. Damn it.
So, I'm going to come up with a new hashtag. It's a new hashtag. I want to see it start trending on Ryman Treason's Twitter handle here. I want to see hashtag walktails. And I want to see pictures of you walking with your cocktails, motherfuckers.
Fuck yeah, that's awesome. we always walk dogs that are jerking us around and stuff. So
I don't want to see pictures of you jerking dogs at all. All right. So
let's play some more music right now.
Already lives with you.
Yeah. Here it comes. It's business as usual. Rhyme.
And lots of treason.
Beside the room, the mission begun. Time's rolling in with troops and bombs and guns. From the rift of fire, people are fired. Screaming, choosing, fighting, hanging from the wire. For me, then, but then.
guns, we've done it again. We're all in from our business, man.
Stay home and play.
is today. They're punching the clock. If they could see us now, oh, what a shock. But they'd do the same if they had what I got. Please, don't you stop. Business doing business today. Well, I ain't got no business doing business today. My little woman wants to stay home and play, and right here in her arms is where I'm gonna stay. No, I ain't got no business doing business today. Oh, honey, I ain't going to town at all, dear. I'm going to stay right here in your loving arms. Don't you stop it.
Man, Treason Radio, episode 209, coming at you live and direct. We got a guest in the house, Jimmy the Saint.
Hello, Jimmy here.
So, this is all about the small business owner and all about the average American on this episode. And, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I got my Trump check.
I did not. Jimmy did not either.
No one else.
Fuck.
No stimuli for you guys.
Just more taxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess not. I kept looking for it, but no dice.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is that we've paid our taxes electronically like every year, like pretty much since the invention of the internet. And what do you know? I got a physical check in the mail. This fucking government.
They can't even get one thing right. You bastard.
Are you kidding
me? I heard that they were actually delayed because he wanted them to have his name on them. Did yours have Trump's signature on there?
It doesn't have his signature, but it does have a lovely stamp that I took a picture of for posterity reasons, of course. Because, of course, I can't keep the check, you know, because shit. That's free money, dude. You know what Trump money is like? When you get a check from Donald Trump for over $2,000 from the government, right, that says Donald Trump on it, there's only one thing that can mean, is that I didn't earn this money because it has Donald Trump's name on it, and he didn't earn any of his fucking money, so I know I didn't earn this, right? So what does that mean? That means free money, bitch. I get to spend it recklessly, which is exactly what they want you to do, folks. Go spend it. Go push it into the economy. Go to Walmart. Buy a pool. Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Like, that's exactly what they want you to do. Okay?
Yeah, that's who's been carrying the economy for the last, like, 8 years anyway.
Yeah. So what it does say on the check officially says, Economic Impact Payment, President Donald J. Trump. But it does not have his signature on it. But they did have to delay it in order to add that stamp to the check.
Ugh.
Ugh. Narcissistic motherfucker.
He's just an idiot. I mean,
that's funny you mentioned that. Coming just, out, I mean, the idiot check edition. About all the idiots in society. We're at an all-time high of idiots that, yeah, I mean, Corona sucks, but... Maybe some people need to be weeded out in the population by Corona evolution.
Hey, if it helps us get the vote, I'm all for it. Let Alabama open. Let Michigan open. All you Democrat voters out there, please stay safe. Stay healthy.
Oh, dear God.
It's our time to make a move.
Oh, dude, you want to know some scary shit? Did you guys hear about... and I'm sorry, because like Rhyme and Treason actually gets to talk about current events now, Jimmy, which I don't know if you're aware of, but like normally when Matador and I record these shows, we get together, we meet up in Chico or Sacramento, and we record about, you know, somewhere in the realm of like 8 to 10 shows in a get together, right? We get drunk, we barbecue, we fucking record podcasts all night. Well, in these modern times with this fucking corona shit, we haven't been able to do that. So now we're actually getting together once a week like we're goddamn John Oliver or something. and we can talk about current events because we can post this shit in like the next 2 days and it'll make sense. So crazy. I'm going to bring something up that just hit the news today, actually. Did y'all hear about what Joe Biden had to say when he was talking to Charlemagne the God on the radio?
I thought I saw something about an apology. And
he had to issue an apology for what he said. That's pretty certain. He basically...
Was it something about black...
That's exactly... It was about black people, Jimmy. That's right. And essentially, what Joe Biden told this super famous hip-hop radio host, who's obviously African-American, right? When he was pressing him about, like... you know, Donald Trump and saying that Joe Biden started to say like, oh, well, sorry, man, I got to go. Like my wife has a 6 o'clock meeting or something. So the host kind of pushes back a little bit like, dude, that's lame. Like, whatever, you suck. You're just trying to evade the question. And the guy is, Joe Biden says to him, he goes, well, if you vote for Trump, then you're not black.
Yay! We're screwed either way, man. We're fucked. The future is good, but...
This is not a fucking good place to be right now, people. We are fucked.
It's a big bummer that Biden's our guy for this round. It really, really sucks. I mean, hearing all these actually right-leaning types... have you seen a lot of those videos of like, it's basically like middle-aged conservative dads yelling in their cars about like the government, and they're like, you know, yelling in the camera, and they're like, well, the government isn't giving us checks, and why isn't our mortgages being delayed, and it's because of this and because of that, and how come the government? It's hilarious because most of these people are much more conservative minded than myself, but yet what they're spouting is exactly what Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders were all about, and here they are being frustrated with the government, and the two people that probably would have made the biggest impact and change are no longer even running, which is so sad.
They want to keep you divided. They want you to be racist against each other. They want to divide and conquer. That's the government's MO. So Republican, Democrat, hate each other while we pass all this bullshit, and you're distracted by the opposition of each other. I hate that shit.
Yeah, fight amongst yourselves while we quietly fucking take away all your freedoms.
Patriot Act. Anyway, we're closing out the show. Here it comes. Business as usual. Jimmy the Saint is on the fucking screen right now, and it sounds amazing. You guys sound fucking great, dude. I can't believe it. I was so skeptical. Here it comes. Rhyme.
And if, you know, like every major radio station, TV news station, and every other media outlet in the world can do it, so can fucking we.
I was scared. I didn't have any faith in myself, dude. I'm just telling you the truth. It's like, oh, it's buzzing. Oh, my God, it's fucked. I don't know what to do.
And it's not like anyone would.
I have better microphone and stuff, too, but I was like, I would rather be portable.
It works great.
Stuff, but I'm just on
it sounds great, man.
The AirPods.
Fucking A.
Good.
All
right.
Look at that. Jimmy the Chain giving a shout out to a non-small business there with the Apple AirPods.
All right. Closing out the show. Thanks for listening. Rhyme.
And Apple, if you're listening, we'll be happy to take any marketing that you want to throw our way. We'll, sponsorships, whatever. We'll take it. Fuck it. We're not going to judge. Small business, big business. We'll take your money and spend all it right, recklessly, actually, just like we did our Trump check.
There's a show you guys got to watch, For Mankind, on Apple TV. Holy God. Just amazing. It's like one of the...
Apple TV, it's like Netflix right. for grown-ups.
It's like one of the best shows I've ever seen, period. About the 1960s and cool. 70s space program, but like an alternate universe of it. It's fucking sick.
Really? I didn't realize it was an alternate universe.
The Russians landed on the moon first. It's called the Red... Yeah. And everyone's like just crazy. And all. It's so good. So good. Holy crap.
Sweet.
Fucking it. All right, closing out the show.
I've been watching...
Go ahead.
No. I'll do one plug, and if you guys haven't watched it, I highly recommend it. The show Dave on Hulu about Lil Dicky, the rapper. Just watch it. Give it 3 episodes. If you're not in after 3, it's hilarious.
Ooh, I'm in. Fuck yeah. Because that's all we can do.
Yeah, if it's about a little... you had me at Lil Dicky.
All right, closing out the show.
All right, y'all. To the next episode, bitches. And 2 out of 3 of us are drinking Revision, and one of us is drinking a fucking Starbucks of treason.
No, I'm getting a beer right now.
Yeah, good.
All right, I also need to hear it. And treason. Army bunk, army towel, army crew, army car. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be invited. Working in the filling station, too many tasks. Wipe the windows, check the tires, check the oil, $1 gas. Ha! Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. I don't want your botheration. Get away, leave me be. Too much monkey business for me.
Carol's book of poker tells. Do you think I know what people think of me? Some won't look you in the eye when you're under attack. They're the friends who never really had your back. That's why this isn't an act. I really am a sad clown. There's a smile under this painted frown. So fuck you all. Fuck you all. Fuck your mama in a bathroom stall. Fuck you all. Fuck you all. Come on. Fuck you all. And fuck you all. Fuck you all. And fuck you all. No crystal methics or hero integrity. That's cause addicts suffer from irrationality. Then there's those who can't afford everything they need, but still enjoy the thrill of the crime. Their addiction is greed. It must be nice to have convenient morality, or to be like the Swiss and claim neutrality. Why do you make people feel that they're being consoled? They think you're pulling their teeth, not stealing all their gold. A friend of mine once said to me, it's just business, bro, don't take it personally. If you ever hear a man say that, you know he's rich and you're healing from the wound in your back. So fuck you all who like to watch me fall. For those that need to step on someone to feel tall. And fuck all of you who took advantage of me. I hope spending my money gives you dignity. I have music biz friends that say they don't cheat bands, but I know they all cheat on their wives. I'm sorry, bro, but you got a character flaw.
You don't see it cause it's so easy to rationalize. You think fine print contract and coloring facts are all just a means to the ends. Businessmen think success is who makes the most money, but real men know it's who ends up with the most friends. Cause getting revenge is like snorting poison, and there's no one of the drugs I ingest. I prefer revenge cause there's no motive, and evidence is circumstantial at best. The coolest thing about this parable is that you don't even realize how miserable your life is, because you don't have friends. You've got acquaintances. I intentionally made these lyrics vague enough that you know who you are, but you won't call my bluff. If I hurt your feelings, don't get mad at me. This is a business song, don't take it personally. So fuck you all, and fuck you all. Fuck you all, and fuck you all. So fuck you all for everything you stole. Your career is on the suck side of a glory hole. So fuck you all, we'll call it business sense. You just make money at other people's expense. So fuck you and business and bothering. Now stop kosher religion, God is begging me. So fuck you all, and fuck you all. Fuck you all, and fuck you all. Fuck you all.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.